Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Had to take a little break there, attach our second headset, and get Coach Lucas on for the post game. Logan Warren is going to be coming over. He's our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. He gets a free entree because of his efforts here today. But first, we'll talk to Coach Lucas. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. All right, Coach. Michael Brewer gives up three runs in the first inning and then just didn't give anything else up. 18 retired in a row. Quite the performance, bounce-back performance, I should say, in the middle of a game there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, obviously, that's a really good ball club over there. I mean, they hit the ball well, and they showed it there in that first inning. And then he came in, after that, gave up those three, and then came in and was able to shut them down. Did a great job of keeping us in the game. We going down 3-0 right out of the bat, you could end up, they could have just rolled over. But we came in, we got a couple there in the first, and then Michael just held them until we could finally get a couple more to take the lead. And his pitch count got up there in that last inning. He went over, but he was able to finish that last batter. And then Logan Warren comes in and does what he's been doing for us all year. He comes in and shuts them down. I mean, that's kind of change of pace for him. So that's why I think it worked out well. It was able to, he's a lefty and, doesn't quite throw as hard as Brewer, but, he went right at him and got us the ground ball to win the game.
Coach, the test of a good team is someone that goes down 3-0 in the first inning and, works their way back slowly. And, I mean, sure, they can work their way back quickly, but you guys did at a pretty quick pace. I mean, it only took you two innings to tie it and then one more inning to take the lead. But, for you, that's got to be huge when you see, your number one guy give up three runs and then the team rallies behind him. And even himself, Michael Brewer, kind of helps himself out with a single, but you get – the first guy out on the first pitch and then three consecutive singles. Next thing you know, Isaac Hamilton is hitting a ball that results. And he kept on the infield, Coach, and a bad throw by Nick Krodinger trying to make a play there. Can't really fault the effort there, but that winds up giving you two runs and could have potentially been just one run or maybe no runs if Krodinger is able to get that throw off. But good response from your team.
Yeah. I mean, they bounced back, and they we hit the ball well. We just put the pressure on them, I think, is kind of what we do. We make sure we're trying to put the ball in play. That way they have to feel it and throw us out, which is kind of what was key for us. Tonight we were able to capitalize on a couple of their errors, and so that was big. I mean, I was proud of the way they, that we battled and, came in there and we didn't put our heads down. We just did what we needed to do.
I know retiring 18 in a row is probably something you've seen Michael Brewer do before, but sometimes you need a little help from your defense. How about that play by Garrett Pinkley in the third inning?
Oh, it was amazing.
That diving play.
Makes a great diving play, and I can't remember for sure if it was the same inning, but then I think he comes in. Maybe that same inning may have been the next inning.
No, it's the bottom of the third. He comes in and
drives
it
right in. That was big. I mean, that's one of those deals. I mean, Garrett's a quiet kid, just kind of hits down at the bottom of the order, but he does a great job for us. I mean, he's been getting some big RBIs, big hits for us lately, great to see a kid like that, go out and succeed.
Well, Coach, if it wasn't for this stud Logan Warren that we're going to talk to in a second going 4-for-4 with an RBI, I think Garrett Pinkley would have been a strong candidate for player of the game as well. But, you need some of those defensive plays to be made. You need some great pitching, and you need some timely hitting, and you got all three of those today.
Yeah, today we did. I think we played a pretty well all-around game. We made some good plays. Michael did a great job pitching. We had some key hits. We had some guys down at the bottom of the order that – kind of stepped it up for us, and that's what whenever we're getting that from them, then we're gonna be a pretty successful team. And so I thought it was a great all-around team game. We did some little things right. We sacrificed some guys over, got some key base hits with runners on third, and so it was a real well played game for us.
All right, so you're now 1-0 in conference, Coach. Perryville, a conference opponent, that's going to be, I believe, next Thursday. This is STL Today schedule. Anything in between?
Yeah, we added St. Mary's on Tuesday now.
Okay.
We, instead of kind of having that long break, we were able to pick up a game just to kind of try to keep things going. Instead of having a long break, we were able to pick up St. Mary's. Just a varsity game will be on Tuesday here, and so that'll be a good game. I think they're a pretty good ball club, so hopefully that'll kind of get us prepared for Perryville.
All right, very well, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate
for coming over here.
Thank you for coming out. I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show.